From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the outpatient medical center where Joan Rivers died is accredited and licensed, but many aren't. What should patients be considering?
But first, Congress is back in Washington today for a couple of weeks, at least, before they scatter again across the country ahead of the midterm elections, and it's going to be a busy week. On Wednesday, President Obama will address the nation on how to deal with ISIS, and the president is going to meet with members of Congress about that tomorrow. He also made some news over the weekend after deciding not to act on immigration until after the midterm elections. NPR Politics editor Charlie Mattesian joins us now from Washington with more on all of this. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with ISIS. And some of the talk over the weekend from Republicans and Democrats was that the president did have authority to act on his own to deal with ISIS without getting congressional approval. If he did ask Congress for authorization, though, would he get it?
That's a good question. The president obviously hasn't asked, and Congress hasn't scheduled a vote. So there's a great deal of uncertainty surrounding that issue right now. Members have been pretty cautious so far in airing their opinions on authorization in the absence of many specifics. I think certainly what we see are many hawkish voices that would support an expanded military campaign and support authorization. But in both parties, there's lots of evidence of considerable reluctance. And it's hard to say whether the president would find the support he needs, since he really hasn't outlined a case so far.
Well, and you can hear the reluctance from the president as well. He's pointed out again and again, he does not want boots on the ground, meaning combat troops, to battle ISIS. Here he is yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
This is not going to be an announcement about U.S. ground troops. This is not the equivalent of the Iraq War. What this is similar to the kinds of counterterrorism campaigns that we've been engaging in consistently over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
So, Charlie, given that, what do you expect the president to try to do on Wednesday with his speech?
Well, the president has telegraphed that he wants to outline a broader offensive against Sunni militants in the Middle East, so he'll explain to the American public what's at stake and also why it matters to American security interests, because that's going to be critical to rallying public support behind the mission. I think the president will also try to set up some realistic expectations about the timeline involved here, meaning that the campaign against the Islamic State is a longer-term endeavor. We're not talking about a quick bombing campaign. Destroying ISIS is something that could take years to accomplish. Now, at the same time, the president is also going to have to reassure Americans that he's not going to send ground troops to the Middle East. And in fact, this weekend, as we heard in the clip, he made the point of saying that this was not going to be an announcement of ground troops Wednesday. And he was careful to insist that this was not the equivalent of the Iraq War.
All right. Well, let's talk about another big issue that came up over the weekend, and that's immigration. The president said he would push back the timing on executive action on immigration until after the midterm elections. Chuck Todd asked the president about that during Meet the Press yesterday. Here it is.
What I want to do is, when I take executive action, I want to make sure that it's sustainable. I want to make sure
that the public's
that,
not behind you. You're right not taking now, it. That no, sounds a little bit like
no,
you're
no,
concerned
no.
The public wouldn't support what you did.
What I'm saying is that I'm going to act because it's the right thing for the country, but it's going to be more sustainable and more effective if the public understands what the facts are on immigration, what we've done on unaccompanied children, and why it's necessary.
But we know, Charlie Mattesian, that there was a lot of pressure from some Democrats in states that are going to have tough races not to do anything now.
Right. When the White House announced this weekend that it would delay taking executive action on immigration until after the election, obviously administration officials explained that it was because Republicans had politicized the issue and that it would be harmful to the policy itself and long-term prospects for comprehensive reform to do anything before November. But the reality is also that the president was backed into a corner. He had promised executive action on overhauling the immigration system by the end of the summer. But at the same time, you could see very strong signs across the political landscape that that could prove very costly to Democrats at the polls, especially to some of the most endangered Senate Democrats. And then, of course, there was the prospect that unilateral action at this moment could poison the well or destroy any hope of bipartisan agreement on immigration reform for years to come.
Charlie, just in the minute we have left, Congress back in Washington, a lot to accomplish over the next couple of weeks. Tell us what they'll be doing.
Well, part of the agenda, Jeremy, whether anyone admits it or not, is political theater. Both parties are going to go through the motions of care and feeding their voter bases with politically charged measures that really have no chance of actually passing. But we'll also see committee hearings on the threat posed by the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Tomorrow, there's going to be a Ferguson, Missouri-related hearing on the militarization of local police forces. And in terms of actual substantive work or must-pass legislation, Congress will work on a short-term spending bill that will keep the government operating until December. The objective there is to avoid another government shutdown, of course. And, you know, there's also the issue of reauthorizing what's known as the Export-Import Bank, which, as you know, Jeremy, is an institution designed to underwrite the sales of American goods and products overseas. And that funding expires at the end of September.
All right. A lot to watch in Washington. Charlie Mattesi, an NPR politics editor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.